Welcome back to Mathy AI with Mike, everyone. Today, we're diving into something a little different. I've got Fenrir here, an expert in content moderation, to chat about a recent message from the Mathy AI with Mike channel itself. Fenrir, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Gakrooks. Happy to be here.
So the message, which came in on June 24th, 2025, simply says, and I'll translate from Hebrew, taking a small break of 3-4 days from reviews due to extreme workload. Now, this might seem trivial, but I think it opens up a bigger conversation about the challenges of content moderation. What are your initial thoughts, Fenrir?
My initial thought is totally understandable. Burnout is a massive problem in content moderation, especially with high volume platforms like presumably Mathy AI with Mike.
Exactly. We're dealing with AI-generated math content, so the volume could be immense. But what's the impact of even a short break like that?
Well, it depends on the backlog, right? If the system is already struggling to keep up, even a few days can create a significant bottleneck. Think of it like this. If you're constantly playing catch-up, stopping even briefly can make it harder to get back on track.
That makes sense. So, what are some best practices for managing this kind of situation?
Proactive planning is key. You need to have systems in place to anticipate these breaks. That could mean things like cross-training moderators so someone can step in, or using AI tools to help filter and prioritize content.
We are Mathy AI with Mike, so AI is in the name, but I imagine even the best AI still needs human oversight.
Absolutely. AI can be a great first line of defense, flagging potentially problematic content. But the nuances, the edge cases, those often require a human touch. And that's where the expertise of a content moderator comes in.
So the quality of moderation is directly tied to the well-being of the moderators, without a doubt. If moderators are overworked and stressed, their accuracy and judgment will suffer. You'll see an increase in both false positives and false negatives. And that erodes trust in the platform.
That's a really important point. Are there specific strategies for preventing moderator burnout?
Plenty. Regular breaks, of course, are essential, but also things like rotating tasks to avoid monotony, providing clear guidelines and support, and fostering a positive and supportive work environment. Also, regular performance reviews that focus on accuracy and not just speed.
So not just churning through content as fast as possible.
Exactly. It's about quality over quantity. And recognizing that content moderation is a demanding job that requires a specific skill set and a lot of mental fortitude. It's not just something you can throw at anyone.
Right. And I imagine the type of content being reviewed plays a role, too. Dealing with math problems is different than, say, reviewing social media posts.
Absolutely. The complexity of the content, the potential for misinformation or abuse, all of that impacts the cognitive load on the moderator. In the case of Mathy AI with Mike, you might need moderators with a strong background in math to accurately assess the validity of the content. That makes total sense. So, what would be your advice to Mathy AI with Mike based on this short message? My advice would be to take that break seriously, use that time to recharge and come back refreshed, and more broadly, to invest in systems and processes that support the well-being of their content moderation team, because ultimately, the quality of the platform depends on it.
That's great advice, Fenrir. This has been incredibly insightful. Thanks so much for sharing your expertise with us.
My pleasure, Gakrux. Thanks for having me. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Mathy AI with Mike.